Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder, and thank you once again for tuning in to Faith at Noon, our broadcast, our session today. I believe it's going to be a blessed session. Good afternoon, Charlotte. How are you? Hope all is well. We're going to continue now. We're going to continue to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The reason being is because some people think tongues are not for today. Some people think that tongues have passed away. Some people think that tongues have ceased. Dawn, how are you? God bless you. They think tongues have ceased. I can't really find any of that stuff biblically. Joanne, how are you today? God bless you. I can't really find any of that stuff in the Bible that supposedly have passed away and that perhaps could not be for us today. I can't find any of that in the Bible today. And so we are going to continue to talk about the Holy Spirit and his baptism, because I believe that's the missing ingredients in the church today. You have many people that are saved. You have many people that love Jesus. You have many people that have a hunger for God. And so my whole purpose this afternoon is to just let the people of God understand that salvation is the greatest gift that we can receive. But once I get saved, I need to live my life beyond just salvation. It's more that God has for me. There are additional blessings that God have for me. So me personally, salvation is not the end. Salvation is the beginning of a saved supernatural life that we have to live with God. So me personally, I can't just be complacent with being saved. Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? God bless you. And so I just can't be complacent, you know, with just being saved as if that's all that God have for my life. Everything began with salvation. Hey, Rashawn. Hey, son. How you doing? Good to see you tuning in, sir. And so salvation is the beginning of what God really wants to do. And so, again, can't just be satisfied with being saved, because oftentimes, you know, we keep preaching these salvation messages to people that are already saved. My question now that the Lord has saved me, where do I go from here? And so we're going to continue to talk about the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because after I get saved, now I need to learn how to live saved. I need to learn how to act saved. I need to learn how to behave saved. I need to learn how to talk saved. I need to, and so you have to do all of that, but you can't do any of that without your life being empowered by the Holy Spirit, because Christianity now is a supernatural life. You know, it's a Christian life. What does the word Christian mean? It means to be Christ-like. So in order for me to live a Christ-centered, Christ-like life, then my life need to be empowered by the same anointing that empowered Jesus' life. So let me just say a few things about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This might mess up, you know, somebody's religion or shake somebody up. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus did not do anything in the earth realm as God. He did everything as the Son of God, anointed by the Spirit of God, that empowered him to do what he did. And so that's the example. Hey John, how you doing? So that's the example now that Jesus set, glory to God, for us to live. And so again, in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, his life was empowered by the Holy Spirit. Everything he did it not because he was the Son of God. He did it, and he is the Son of God. So I'm not saying he's not the Son of God. Jose, how you doing, sir? What I'm saying, he is the Son of God, but he didn't do anything in his life and earthly ministry as the Son of God. Even though he's the Son of God, he did everything as the Son of Man, who he came to save with his life empowered by the Holy Spirit that enabled him to do what he did. And so, we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence, glory to God, of speaking in other tongues. And I'm here to say that a lot of times people put too much emphasis, you know, on the tongue. Hey, niece, how you doing? Good to see you. God bless you. You still got to come and see me and be blessed of the Lord. And so, you know, people put too much emphasis, you know, on the tongues. The tongues is the physical evidence and the initial sign of the Spirit's indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And so in 1 Corinthians 14 and 2, this is what the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth. This was a Spirit-filled church. He said, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speak mysteries." So now, what is the Apostle Paul saying by the Spirit of God to the church at Corinth? What the Apostle Paul is saying, because this is a Spirit-filled church, the Apostle Paul said, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. And so because tongues is the initial sign of the infilling or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, tongues is the initial sign and the evidence of a person being spirit-filled. And the Apostle Paul says that when that person began to speak in an unknown tongue, number one, it's unknown to man, but it's not unknown to God. The Apostle Paul says that when a person speak in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto man, but unto God. So many a time, tongues is a supernatural way for us to talk to God. It's a supernatural way for us to magnify God. Tongues is a supernatural way, glory to God, for us to declare the wonderful works of God in our heavenly language. So that's the first thing that people need to understand about tongues. It's a supernatural way to speak to God, and that you're not talking to man, but that you are talking to God. Now, another thing, I just hear this question that came up in my spirit that someone might ask, and that is, well, what's wrong with talking to God in my native language, in my English language? What's wrong with talking to God that way? It's nothing wrong with talking to God that way. My point, and what I want you to understand, that the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Godhead, it's some things about God's plan for your life that you don't know about your life, but the Holy Ghost know about your life. It's divine secrets that the Holy Spirit know that God have planned and purpose for your life that you don't know about your life. And so when the Holy Spirit begin to speak or pray through you, it is the Holy Spirit who knows and search the deep things of God about your life. He began to decree and declare those things concerning your life. And so it says, for no man understandeth him. The reason that men don't understand is because I'm not talking to man. I'm supernaturally by the Holy Ghost talking to God. Hey, Cheryl Ori, how are you? God bless you. And so I'm not talking to men. I'm really talking to God in a supernatural way. And I don't know about you. Have you ever given this any thought, that the Bible says, for me to lean not toward my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. And then in Romans, I believe in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, it kind of deals with this, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So unless your mind have been renewed by the word of God, then I don't know if I want to trust in my mind, especially if my mind is not renewed by the word of God. I'd rather trust the Holy Spirit in me, who know the will of God. I'd rather trust the Holy Spirit, who is my comforter, who is my paraclete, who is my intercessor, who is my counselor, who is my comforter. I'd rather trust him to speak through me Because when I begin to speak in an unknown tongue, it says that, "For no man understandeth me, howbeit in the spirit I speak mysteries." So these mysteries now, they could be a mystery to man, but it's not, glory to God, a mystery to God. And if you know your Bible, if we're familiar with the Bible, you do understand that the word mystery here, it deals with the secret hidden wisdom of God. It deals with the secret wisdom of God. It deals with the hidden wisdom of God. And so it's the Holy Spirit who is speaking and decreeing and declaring those things through you, because the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. And so that's something that I just thought that you should know, and that it's a blessing. Also, you do understand that nothing happened. You do understand that nothing was manifested, nothing was created, nothing came into existence until God Himself spoke it into existence. And so, you know, when you go back to Genesis 1, the Bible says in verse 6, and God said in verse 9, and God said in verse 14, and God said in verses 20, and God said, "Hey, Cousin Ray, how you doing, sir? God bless you." In verses 20, and God said in verse 24, and God said in verse 26, and God said in verse 29, and God said, and then in verses 31, it says, "And God saw." Well, what did God see? God saw everything that He said. So my whole point is, nothing just happened, nothing just come to pass, nothing was ever created without it first having been spoken into existence. So what does that have to do with the Holy Spirit? What I'm saying to you is that in 1 Corinthians 14:2, the Bible says, "No man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speak mysteries." So what I'm saying to you is that the Holy Spirit began to speak through you the hidden wisdom of God, the hidden secrets of God, and it's the Holy Spirit speaking through you, decreeing and declaring those things to come to pass in your life, because you don't know everything that God have planned and purposed for your life. However, the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Godhead, He knows everything that God have planned and purposed for your life, and so it is He that is speaking through you those particular things. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:14, the Bible says, For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. So many times when you pray or you speak in tongue, it's your spirit that's praying, not your head. Because many people that love Jesus, their mind have not been renewed on the word of God. And so the scripture says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth." So I would rather depend and trust on my spirit praying, as opposed to always trusting and leaning toward my understanding to pray, because my prayer is only based on as far as my understanding can take me. But how many of you know that you need to get beyond your understanding, because God is bigger than your understanding? And it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. The reason that my understanding is unfruitful, Pastor William Cash, how are you, sir? The reason that my understanding is unfruitful, according to 1 Corinthians 14:14, the reason that my understanding is unfruitful is because the Holy Ghost knows some stuff about me. He knows some stuff about my life. He knows some stuff about the purpose, the will, the plan, the destiny of God that I haven't got a grip on yet. And so it's the Holy Ghost that is decreeing those things through you and I. And so please understand that that is the enemy that is against this tongue. Why would there be such a fuss? Why would there be such an argument? Why would there be all of this stuff going on in the Lord's church about tongues? One, because tongues are supernatural. Two, because tongues is the doorway into the gifts of the Spirit. And in other words, the Holy Ghost never go anywhere without his gift. In other words, the gift of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of the working of miracles, the gifts of prophecy, the gift of discerning of spirits, the gift of divers kind of tongue, the gift of the interpretation of tongues. And so it's the enemy that kind of bring all of this confusion to kind of hinder people from flowing in the supernatural, because tongues is the gateway into the supernatural. And so the Apostle Paul says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayer, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So the Apostle Paul is just simply saying, you got to do both of them. And it's nothing wrong, glory to God, with either one of them. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:18, the Apostle Paul says that I thank my God I speak in tongues, glory to God, more than you all. And so, again, it's nothing really wrong, glory to God, with tongues. Tongues is the initial sign and the initial evidence of the infilling and the indwelling, glory to God, of the Holy Spirit and all of these spiritual gifts that I mentioned. Once you get filled with the Holy Spirit, then all of these spiritual gifts become available. That don't necessarily mean God is going to use you in every one of the gifts, but the tongues is the doorway into the manifestation of these gifts. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ, there are 9 spiritual gifts listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his earthly ministry, he operated in 7 of the 9 gifts. Now, the 7 of the 9 gifts, the gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of the word of knowledge. You remember when Jesus met this woman at the well, and Jesus began to tell her all about herself, to tell her about her past, to tell her about her history, to tell her about who she was living with, the man that she was living with at that particular time when he had an encounter with her at the well. began to tell her that the man that she was living with wasn't her husband. And Jesus began to give her and just reveal her whole life unto her. The reason being is because these spiritual gifts, because Jesus was full of the Spirit without measure. The Bible says that the Spirit was given unto Jesus without measure. So he had all of these gifts working in his life and in his ministry. And so Jesus began to tell this woman about, you know, her past, her history. But notice when he did it, when he did that, it was an encounter between Jesus and the woman. He didn't do that around his disciples. So what I'm saying to you is sometimes the Holy Ghost begin to just reveal certain things to you, glory to God, about you, or he reveals certain things to you about other people, but it's not meant for that stuff to be revealed, glory to God, to the public. And so I'm just saying to you, as a local pastor, with a local assembly, feeding a flock, that the church that I pastor, we are a Spirit-filled church. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. We believe in the spiritual gifts. And the Apostle Paul said, I thank my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. Now, let me just say this real quickly to you. Peter went down to Cornelius' house. You can find this in Acts 10:44-46. He went down there preaching the gospel, and the Bible says as Peter preached the word, as Peter spat the word, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word, and that the people that were with Peter were astonished that God had poured out the Holy Ghost on the Gentiles. And the Bible says they all spat with tongues and prophesied. Now, prophecy is a spiritual gift. And so what I'm saying to you is that sometime when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongue, sometime God add an additional blessing to your life and to your ministry by adding one of the spiritual gifts, glory to God, to your life and to your ministry. The scripture says that they spat with tongues, glory to God, and prophesied. And then the Bible talked about in another account where they spat in tongues and glorified God. And so sometimes speaking, being filled with the Holy Ghost is another supernatural way that we, you know, glorify God. And so oftentimes you have people that is talking about tongues passed away, tongues is not for us today. And I'm just here to say that I can't really find any of that stuff in my Bible. Tongues have ceased. And I understand where that come from. That come from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. But people that say tongues have ceased in the same verse, it says prophecy shall fail, and it says knowledge shall vanish. But of course, prophecy has not failed because God used the Holy Ghost to cause people to prophesy to his body so that the body might be edified and built up. And then knowledge hasn't vanished, because we're still growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day when we see him face to face, then prophecy will fail, because we only see and know in part. And so when I see him face to face, then I ain't need no tongues. I ain't gonna need no knowledge. And so that's where pretty much all of that come from. And so what I'm saying to you, my time is just about up. I hope this Faith at Noon broadcast has been a blessing. Glory to God to you. And so what I believe is that the Holy Spirit is the missing ingredients in the lives of believers today. We have anointed men and women who are anointed by the Spirit of God that can preach the Word of God like you have never heard it before. But we have very little teaching about the Holy Spirit, what he is supposed to do in the life of the believer and in our local assembly. We have very little teaching on the Holy Spirit, on the ministry of the Holy Spirit, very little teaching on his gifts in terms of how they are to operate in the local assembly. And so we are under the dispensation of grace, under the administration of the Holy Spirit. And so as my time wind down, I just want to say to all of those who are viewing this broadcast, don't forget about the Holy Spirit. Live your life with a consciousness of his indwelling presence. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway in the city of Patterson, that I have declared as the city of righteousness. Regardless of what go on in the city, Jesus is Lord over that great city. My church is located on the second floor in the LOJ building. My worship service every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. And so if you are in the Patterson area, please feel free to stop by and worship with us. I guarantee that your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. And so until next time, may God richly bless you.